I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Not all games are created equal. This is your proof. Name that Blake. Blank. Vowels are hard.
1-800 Blake.
Let me just do this. 1-800-947-3979. Reset.
Shelton.
Name that Blake Shelton. Yes.
Lively.
So many great Blakes.
You already said Lively?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Missed it.
It's America's favorite radio game, as voted by the readers of Radio Game Magazine 11 straight years. We'll see if it makes it to 12.
Maitland, can you do a version for next week called Name That Blake, where it's all Blakes?
Absolutely.
Or related to Blakes?
Okay, good.
Yeah, there's got to be at least 10 famous Blakes, right?
We just named three of them. There's got to be seven more, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be something invented by someone named Blake.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like that.
First or last name?
Sir something Blake.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, seems possible.
I don't know.
Sir something blank is, or Blake.
Blake Edwards. I think he directed the Pink Panther movies.
He's royalty. Yeah. He's Blake. A sir.
Mm. I mean, there's Sir Francis Drake.
Blake Griffin. He's a basketball player.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let's welcome our contestants. This is Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
And this is Abby in Maine. Hello, Abby.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good. Hello. Dan and Abby, buzz in with your name when you think you know the answer. We're going to give you a blank to name, and then Steve will play an audio clue that will help you name that blank. You can buzz in once per clue. If you hear someone from the show buzz in, they're just trying to hold their spot in line if the two of you cannot get it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Your name is your buzzer. Number one, name the band.
In 87, released this. Four, their most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece is Hip to Be Square. A song so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics, but they should, because Dan. It's not just a...
Dan!
Huey Lewis and the News?
Yes, that is correct. Huey Lewis and the News. Though Huey Lewis and the News, Hip to Be Square, plays a key role in the film, the song does not appear in the movie's soundtrack. Which movie is that?
Oh, I edited it and then resent it, but I didn't get it to you in time. It's American Psycho.
American Psycho. Thank you. For years, rumors have persisted that the reason why is because Lewis was uncomfortable with the violence in the film, a point he refuted in Rolling Stone in 2013, clarifying it was really...
It's like we're in the car with them. It's so great. Mm-hmm.
It was simply
sure has
because
lots of alerts.
They didn't want their fans to have to buy a soundtrack to hear only one of their songs. Hip to Be Square. Number two, name the common theme.
Oh, I make you laugh, and you make me cry. I believe it's time for me to fly.
Dan!
Time.
Yes. If one of you didn't get that soon, Maitland was going to come to your house and hit you in the head with a tack hammer. Time for me to fly, REO Speedwagon, Too Much Time on My Hands, Sticks, and Turn Back Time by Cher. Fact, it is taboo to give a Chinese person a clock, since it has the same pronunciation in both Mandarin and Cantonese as attend a funeral.
What?
So, a clock, zhong, and attend a funeral, zhong. The clock can also imply that the person is running out of time and you are waiting to attend their funeral.
Oh, wow. Okay. So don't give a Chinese person a clock.
Number Noted. Three, name the product.
Oh, will you do me a favor then?
What?
How are
you? Can you bring me my...
No, Napoleon.
But my... hurt real bad.
Just borrow some from the school nurse. I know she has like 5 sticks in her drawer.
I'm not going to use hers, you sicko.
Dan.
Dan.
Deodorant?
No.
Kelly.
Steve.
Abby, you want a crack?
Tater tots.
Yes, she has five rolls of tater tots in the drawers. I see what you did there, but no.
Okay. Idiot.
Hot wings.
Well, to be honest, when I heard Napoleon Dynamite, I immediately thought it was going to be tater tots until the school nurse saw say chapstick.
Yes.
That's it.
Is it?
It is. Now, did you know?
Yes.
Did you know chapstick played a key role, a crucial role, in one of the great scandals?
It's really like we're in the
Is there anything you can't make noise with?
President Nixon bugged his political opponents and got caught, leading to his resignation. Some of the bugs were discovered in empty chapstick containers, so that they would blend into the office setting easily.
Wow.
I had no idea.
Wow.
All right. Number four, name the show.
Come along with the swim along with the so much to see when you pour you and me. Have some fun with the play along with the sing along with the
Hot Wings.
That's the Snorks.
It is the Snorks. According to the Snork backstory, now those who don't remember them, Snorks were like water Smurfs with tubes sticking out of the top of their head.
Yeah.
That's all they were. We're like, hey, Smurfs are super popular. Let's make Snorks. Same number of letters. Let's steal it. Mm-hmm. According to the Snork backstory, a few ventured to the surface in 1643 and watched a Royal Navy ship of the Spanish Armada being attacked by pirates. The captain wound up in the water. The Snorks saved his life, to which the captain then expressed his gratitude by writing a book about them. Since then, Snorks adopted several human habits, such as wearing clothes. Maitland, I'm very confused.
Me too.
Were the Snorks a book before the TV show? I didn't know they came up with such.
No, that's just the lore of the Snorks in the show. I believe is how.
Wow.
I forgot all about Snorks.
I wouldn't have thought you'd have even seen them ever,
right?
I think, like, my nieces and nephews watched them.
Really?
I think I remember watching them as a kid, too.
I mean, maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, they might have been on reruns.
Yeah. They were on Boomerang all the time.
Were they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, I forgot about Boomerang, too.
That was so fun.
Man.
Number five. Name the villain.
Would you like a schmoke and a pancake?
Kelly.
What? A schmoke and a pancake. You know, flapjack and a cigarette?
Dan. Hmm?
Dan.
Right. Dr. Evil?
Incorrect.
Sugar and a waffle? No. Pipe and a crepe? No. Bong and a blintz?
No.
Oh, well, then there is no pleasing you.
Kelly.
Right. Fat bastard.
Incorrect.
Dang it. Who is that?
Howings.
Gold member.
Gold member.
Dang it.
Your
Hello. Glad to be here. That's a keeper. Yes. Put it in the skin box, please. Bishy Ajish.
I forgot about that.
Peeling. Oh, that's just disgusting. Quickly.
He's right when Mike Myers there as Austin Powers. Oh, that's disgusting. Goldmember is a big flake of skin, like the size of two postage stamps, and it's dangling over his tongue.
Put on lotion.
Like one of those crunchy Parmesan things that melt in your mouth,
those are so
except
good.
Made of skin. Mm-hmm. Next time you have one, you'll probably think of eating skin.
You're pretty torn, aren't you, Kelly? Because they're disgusting.
Oh, she's yawning. It's working.
Oh, yeah.
That's a wonderful tell.
Isn't it weird that my fight or flight is yawning? My fight or flight is yawning.
Time to go to sleep.
I'm scared.
I'm out.
Nappy time.
Why does my mouth open every time something bad happens?
The arms go up. The mouth goes.
My eyes start watering.
Yeah, right.
My arms do go. Why are my arms up?
They do. Whenever you start to get grossed out, your arms go up behind your head. Kelly looks like she's sleeping through a sit-up. This must be gross.
Yeah, like you're about to barf and get knocked out.
Yeah. So yeah, Gold member was eating his skin that time.
It's
big
weird.
Old flakes of skin.
Because I like to eat my scabs, but I don't like...
You're disgusting.
I don't like that. Ugh, the idea of peeling skin.
Oh, man. Between... Kelly and Steve now with eating skin and eating scabs.
Yeah.
I don't eat skin.
Kelly, would you eat a sunburn?
That's like peeling, right?
Yeah.
No.
It's old dead skin.
That's so gross.
It's already cooked.
What if you burn so bad it scabs up?
And they bubble.
And then you peel them off and chew them.
No, wouldn't do that. I like a scab though because they're hard.
Yeah. Yeah. You need something
like a little hard scab, just like.
Did you gross yourself out hearing yourself say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Put your arms
like
up and yawn.
A bit of a stale cracker.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of actually. Weird texture. Like the weird fancy crackers.
Anyway, the answer was gold member. Studies have shown college educated women are more likely to date similarly educated partners. With many campuses having higher women to men ratios, college educated men have become a hot commodity.
Yeah.
Thinking a steady supply of women will always be available to them inflates the egos of these men in what they have been coined golden penis syndrome.
Because they're educated?
Because lots of women want them because they are educated, and there are more women who are educated with a college degree than men, apparently.
Oh.
Number six, name the garment.
She had dumps like all night long. Let me see that.
Dan.
Thong.
Thong is correct. Now the thong song by
Cisco. Yeah, chrome hair.
Producers initially crafted thong song with Michael Jackson in mind. That wouldn't have worked.
Wow, no.
Guys like what?
He then hired, Cisco heard the opening strings. He wanted it all to himself. He then hired acclaimed violinist Bruce Dukov, who notably worked on Star Wars, to rewrite the strings.
Okay. All right. Nice. That's great.
Cisco also had to later pay the writer of Ricky Martin's Livin' La Vida Loca for the lyrical reference.
Wow, just because he referenced it? Wow.
Maitland, what did Bruce Dukov do on Star Wars? Did he play Greedo or something? Or was he like a, did he do the music with John Williams?
I'm sure he probably did that.
Greedo?
Violins.
Okay. Number seven.
Okay, all right.
Name the animal.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Turkey. I like to
Dan.
Move it.
I like Dan. To move it.
Lemur.
Correct. Impressive. That's there are over 70 species and subspecies of lemurs in Madagascar, while 16 have been wiped out thanks to humans. Good job, us. The arrival of the newest species was discovered more recently in 1985. That, of course, the clip, the song from the movie Madagascar, where they sing that movie 8 billion times. They sing that song 8 billion times. Play the movie once. Yeah. Number eight, name the job.
But the legend of the rent was way
Kelly.
Past due. And then, Katie, you come in with the bass.
Steve.
Dan.
Substitute teacher.
We'll accept that. Yes, absolutely. Well done. That, of course, is Jack Black in School of Rock.
Great.
I need to watch it. I've never seen it. And
really?
I assume my kids have never seen it.
It's ridiculous, and it's so good.
It's good. It's fun. And you can watch it with the kids.
The director really wanted to use the Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin in the film and on the soundtrack. However, getting Led Zeppelin to sign off on one of their songs being used is rare. In an attempt to curry their favor, he showed video of Jack Black asking the band for permission to use the song with extras cheering and chanting behind him. He then sent the video to the surviving members of Zeppelin. It apparently worked, as the song is in the movie. Baitla, well done.
Thank you.
Tis a fine list. Thank you
to
Dan and Abby. Mm-hmm. Both did a great job.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.